This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
I work there. Welcome to another, well, actually, it is among the last sessions of Sanity we're going to have on this show for this year. Get it? I know, it's such an old joke. But it works. Everybody else is using it. I'm going to use it, too. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You do become, you know, you become part of the solution when you become educated. Really. When you actually understand what's going on and you get the full information that you need, then you can help be part of the solution, which is what you should be, frankly. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A lot going on out there. Yeah, I hope you're being safe today, tonight. You know, I don't want you to... I guess there'll be a lot of people going to go out anyway. You know, and Times Square for the first time in, you know, 800 years. You know what I mean. Going to be kind of quiet. I guess you could celebrate at the end of your street, your cul-de-sac, whatever. It is interesting, though, to hear people, to see what people are saying about it. In California, I am to a degree. Notice I said to a degree. I'm not overjoyed. But I am definitely pleasantly surprised to see what's going on here with people. They've had it. Governor Newsom is just really, you know, I was saying the other day that when you have, it's like having Jell-O in your hand and you're trying to hold on to it, but you're squeezing harder and harder and harder. You can't figure out why it's dripping through your fingers. So what do? You squeeze. That's what he's doing. He thinks he's going to get more control by squeezing people harder. And I think he came out with an announcement yesterday. I think he has figured out, he has seen, although I don't know, look, I am totally surprised at the way some things don't go through and do go through when it comes to government. So all these petitions go to the counties to be, you know, checked out to recall Governor Newsom. I wonder how many signatures they're going to accept, they're going to kick out, they're going to do whatever. And it was gaining a lot more momentum, even among the left, because, you know, he shut down their businesses. There's a lot of people on the left. There's a lot of rank-and-file Democrats that think he and others in the party are out of their minds. Do you blame them? But in all sincerity, I mean, seriously. So it's gaining traction. Recall is gaining traction against him. And so what he did was he made this kind of weird overture, this weird move to get people or get the kids back in school. And what he has basically said is, look, I want the kids back in school too, you know. And I love this. I think it's hilarious. So we're going to work something out to try to get the, you know, K through like sixth grade back in school. Think about that. So we want the little kids to try to get them back in school pretty quick. Thinking that he's going to appease those parents. Well, you know, he's been screaming about how bad this is. He's been screaming about it. It's better to be safe than for him to send these kids back. He just clamped down even harder less than a week ago, and all of a sudden was he hit by lightning? This is what I'm saying to you. It's so disingenuous. I think the kids should be back at school. Don't get me wrong. But you should be able to see, this is proof positive, that the kids, the schools, this kind of stuff was being used as a pawn for him to get, you know, his political aspirations. But he's going to get his political aspirations kicked because his approval rating is in a tank, and there's no way to quickly fix it. Just no way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Here's what, you know, when it comes to this kind of stuff, when it comes to, you know, I have got the utmost respect for a lot of the teachers that I deal with or have dealt with in the past. There's a lot of really good teachers out there, but like, in every group, there's always idiots, there's always jerks, there's always bad people. And the reigning U.S. Teacher of the Year has been urging heroes to commit terror attacks against Republican lawmakers. This is wonderful, isn't it? This is just perfect. This is, you're sending your kids, right? I mean, think about this. You're sending your kids to these schools. I'm a public school official. Some of the stuff that we do makes me cringe. Rodney Robinson is a public school indoctrinator who was named National Teacher of the Year in 2019. He's calling for true American heroes, right, to commit terror attacks against Republicans. Now, if anybody called for that against Democrats or Democrat legislators, you know what would happen, right? Seriously, Robinson made the comment in reference to Senator Mitch McConnell's. He celebrated the cowardly ambush attack against Senator Rand Paul by his own neighbor in 2017. He called for McConnell's neighbors, you know, to step up and consider doing the same thing. He says, who are Mitch McConnell's neighbors? I'm just saying, Rand Paul's did what a true Kentucky hero would do. It's time for you to step up. That's what he wrote in a tweet. Wasn't smart enough to pull it down quick. Rand Paul's wife slapped him around a bit on Twitter. Now, why did the Democrat legislator do this? Why didn't the school or the teachers union speak up and go, you know, this is not right? But Mrs. Paul reached out. She said, I'm so disgusted by this. I have no words. The 2019 Teacher of the Year celebrating the violent assault on my husband that resulted in 6 broken ribs and part of his lung being removed. The man should be removed from his job. That's Joe's words. You know, the hypocrisy behind these people who scream about hate or anti-hate. They talk about how hateful they are. Every one of their tweets, every one of their comments is to the negative to a Republican. It's how we need to do damage and do hate to a Republican. It's just amazing. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes after the break. Alfonso de Rachel will join us. I just renamed him. Did you get that? Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in just a couple of minutes. I promise. Why would I lie to you? Okay, maybe a few more minutes. I don't know. Here we go.
Over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. armed forces he commands to help defend the office of the president, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Excuse me while I whip this out.
I'll figure out the button eventually. Double see your host is Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Do something other than nothing. You know, seriously, if you think that being on a Facebook feed and burning up your keyboard trying to tell somebody what to do or not to do is getting involved, you need help. You need some serious help. I mean, I appreciate the fact that you're willing to go at it with somebody on Facebook, but I don't know anybody who's truly, honestly changed anybody's mind in a Facebook feed. I don't see that happening. And if you've done it, God bless you. Send me an email. I'd love to know about it. But, I mean, I've been at this a long time. I haven't had anybody say, you know, Joe, you make so much sense on Facebook and, you know, with all the other experts on here, I'd be more than happy to switch my way of thinking. But I've never had it happen. Alfonso Rachel joins me, lovingly referred to as Zoe, as he does every week. And, you know, I love having him on with me. He's the host of the Zopian Den, which has nothing to do with drugs, by the way, so knock it off. Anti-Fuddy-Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. Zoe, great to have you with me.
Good to be here, man, and thank you for clarifying, man, that the Zopium Den is definitely not an endorsement of Pharmakia, but we just say ain't no high like the Most High. And, you know, some people get, you know, you got some Christians be offended about that, too. You can't say that. It's like, yes, I can. I can, too.
Those are the old pearl-clutching Christians that, you know, those are the ones that use words like bang. Right? Dang. I love it. I just love it. I mean, do you realize that when Christ was calling the Sadducees and you know, Pharisees, vipers, and that was not toned down language of the day, was it?
No, no. I mean, and it's the thing is, you know, Jesus can, he could throw down the grittiest language without being profane. You know,
yeah.
I mean, hey.
I'm sorry.
He's the one with the real strong language, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. But it just, again, it goes back to people are so hung up on words,
yeah.
Right? And look, I'm not one, I know you've known me for a while. I mean, I'm not one that uses foul language because I don't think you need to. But I will say there are times where with certain groups, you do change your approach. You do change how, you know, a story you might throw down depending on the people that you're with. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, well, the word says life and death is in the power of the tongue. You know,
right.
So words do matter. You know, Yeshua himself is the word. He's the word who became flesh. And we should be mindful about how we say things, you know, without compromising our integrity. Of course, we want to be able to, you know, be able to speak to people in a way that they understand without being fake. You know, and we know that Democrats are really good at doing that. They're chameleons all day, man. They'll put on all sorts of different hats. You want to talk about wolves in sheep's clothing, man. That's what they do. But we understand that, yeah, there's a principle about being able to say, okay, I want to be able to relate to you, but I'm still going to keep it real. I ain't going to be fake with you. I'm not going to patronize or pander to you. But, yeah, let's have a dialogue where we can relate to each other.
You know, yeah, down at the docks, I'm not going to ask for Grey Poupon. I'm going to tell the guy to give me some mustard. You know what I'm saying?
Right? Yeah, man, hook up that French's, man.
So listen, you know, it's really funny. I've been watching, and yeah, I know, I just railed on Facebook. But, I'm watching Facebook and Parler and Twitter and some of the comments that are going on and all these comments about how, you know, if Joey B gets sworn in, you know, we're done with protecting the lives of the unborn. We're done with this. Will we still be able to worship? And I'm sitting here thinking to myself, is God dead? I mean, what was Trump? Was Trump God? I mean, is he the reason why life was protected? Why aren't we the reason why life is being protected? Why aren't we the reason why we're allowed to worship and go to church and that kind of stuff? Why are we depending on one man? You know, I love what Trump's done, but he's not Jesus. You know, T-R-U-M-P does not equal Jesus, right?
Well, preach it, brother Joe. Preach it. And speaking of Facebook, man, I'm out. I'm off. I'm canceling my Facebook account.
Wow.
Man, it's like, you know, I'm dumping it, man. That's the best dump I took in 2020, man. I went to the bathroom and took me a good old Twitter. That's what I did, man. I'm out, man. I'm tired of feeding the monster. But, you know, you're right, though. You know, we're supposed to be reporting, man, that. You know, we're created in God's image. You know, that philosophy, for lack of a better word,
right.
That philosophy right there is such a strong statement of letting people know that, hey, we have value, man. It's a God-given inherent value that we had. And we're supposed to be reporting that. You're right, man. We're supposed to be that salt and light that is telling people, hey, man, you know. Once life is created, once it's created, not when it's born, once it's created, rights.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny. I had Abby Johnson on last night, and we were she's persona non grata now. Now she's a Catholic, converted Catholic, and she's persona non grata with the Catholic Church. So
oh, wow.
because of her stance on abortion, okay, not because she believes in same-sex marriage twice over, not because, you know, whatever any other thing you could believe in, but because she believes that you shouldn't take the life of an unborn child.
Sure.
All right? So she gets on the case of the bishop, the bishop council or whatever it is, and she says, how can you congratulate Joe Biden? How do you congratulate Kamala Harris for winning? And it's great that we have another Catholic in there. You know, it goes back to, do we need a black woman? Do we need a black transgender female who says they're a man? I don't even know how that all stuff works. But anyway, you know, or do we just need the right person for the job? You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I dig.
I can't stand it. I'm going to lose my mind over this stuff.
I feel you. Hey, Joe, should I feel guilty, man? Because I'm seeing an enterprise here, man, where I want to make some money off some shirts. And I want my shirt to say, we survived 2020, and all we got was Biden for president. I'll wear one,
and I will sell them on my website. I can't wait till I see the shirt.
I don't want to make that shirt because, well, you know, I'm hoping, Joe, that we could pull this out. But hey, we get the government we deserve, though.
We do.
You know? And if Biden gets it, then he gets it.
But that comes back to what I was saying in the sense that you've got Christians / conservatives that are saying, oh, my God, you know, it's over. We can't protect the life of the unborn now because you're going to have Harris in there and Biden. I'm going, well, what are we, in a coma? I mean, when do we start fighting again? When do we, look, Massachusetts, right? You and I were talking about this before we started. They passed a law that a 16-year-old now can get an abortion without parental permission. Can't get an aspirin in school, but you get an abortion. And where are all those Catholics / Christians in that legislature? They go on vacation?
Joe, man, that's why I keep shamelessly plugging my book, A Solid Right Cross, because I've been trying to let conservatives know for a year, and I don't know, it's either they're really hard-headed or the liberals have made sure that I cannot be heard on this. Conservatives are too hung up on political representation, but they don't support cultural representation.
Yep, you're right.
That's where we're going wrong.
Okay, we'll be back in a minute. Joe, the senior host, Joe's going nowhere. Got him locked in a basement with his drums. He'll be fine. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You'll see him real side.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now. And get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40-pill special for just $99.
800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. 800-814-5188. That's 800-814-5188.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Socialism for rich people. That's what Speaker Pelosi and Senator Sanders have sketched out.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky speaking on the Senate floor. The Kentucky Republican saying there's no realistic path for $2,000 checks. California Highway Patrol beginning its maximum enforcement period for New Year's Eve tonight to ensure all drivers can usher in 2021 safely. PIO for the CHP, Josh Ogilby, saying officers will be joining with local law enforcement throughout the state to keep impaired drivers off the road and help stranded motorists.
We've partnered with the National Traffic Safety Administration and nine western states to form the Western States Traffic Safety Coalition.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
And if you wise guys try one more thing, one more, I'm going to kick you out of this college. No more fun of any kind.
Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hope you're having a safe New Year's Eve evening. And I mean, hey, look, there's nothing wrong. We make fun of it. But there's nothing wrong with celebrating New Year's Eve, that kind of another year, maybe resetting your mind as to what you think 2021 has in store for you. But again, let's not get too far away from the real, the reality is that if you're not putting God first, if you're putting the party first as to how you're laying out 21, you're going to be in a world of hurt. The next 12 months are going to be miserable for you. All right? Because look at the decisions they've already made for your lives. There's only one that has made the right decisions for you. And you got to really, for my Christian friends, some of you who do not know a scripture or how it applies, you make me roll around laughing. And I hope he's on the same page as I am. And not that I'm a scholar, not that he's a scholar even, but you got to know some scripture. You got to know what you're praying for and what you're asking for and whether it's in line with God's word. You don't know if it's in line with God's word if you don't know what the Bible says, right, Zoe?
Amen, man. And you're right, man. I'm not a scholar. I'm a schoolmate. I'm learning, trying to, just get my learn on with the word, every day. And you're right, man. With the new year as it comes in, celebrate, man. It's, the Lord has got us through another year. He celebrate. He gets you through another day because every day, a day in itself, a lot can happen, But people tend to, they're looking for this event to change their life or something like that, or, use this time for redemption or whichever, as if the new year is going to do that. So I know the new year doesn't redeem you. The Lord does. But celebrate though, man. Celebrate in the day that the Lord has made. Rejoice.
Right. Yeah, and that's it. We're not supposed to be respecters of days, but you can celebrate. Because, we get some of the legalistic ones. I don't know about you, but I get the emails like, we're not supposed to celebrate this, or we're not supposed to do that, we're not supposed to do this. I go, seriously. When it comes to birthdays, you're celebrating somebody's life. Isn't God all about life?
Right, and Jesus likes to party, man. Come on. He's a party God. He's got festivals, man.
Yeah, so I don't have a problem with all that. It's really funny. It's just like with money. It's all this boils down to, do you put any of this above God?
Right.
Okay? If you're celebrating, look, when I celebrate my kids' birthdays, it isn't because, look what I created. I'm looking at the gift that God gave me. I'm looking at the process God set up by which we could have children.
Yeah.
You know, back to the abortion thing for a second. It's just like, you know, when these people are celebrating life, and then they want to talk about abortion. Wait a minute, you're taking a life. What are you celebrating the taking of a life? Which is it?
Wow,
gotta make up your
right.
mind. Unless you're Pelosi.
Yeah. I think.
But go ahead.
I had made a comment like a while ago, and my question was, you know, cause I think it's really ironic, like with at abortion clinics, like when they celebrate birthdays. You know, it's like, oh, it's your birthday. It's like, aren't you guys in the business of canceling birthdays?
That's so true. I didn't think of that. That's great. You know?
Oh, the irony.
But we have to, again, I want to encourage people. Tonight is, you know, people who do use resolutions. I don't believe in resolutions. You know, you just do what the right thing to do is when you do it. But I think people should, if you're one of those people who does resolutions, does a reset, gives things a second thought or rethought, tonight's the night to sit back and instead of complaining that, oh, my God, with Joe Biden in or Harris or whatever, we can't win this, why don't you resolve to get yourself informed? Okay, you push back. You help somebody get in office. You ask God or look to God for guidance as to who to help get in office and change it from within. Because if you look at all these things we're complaining about right now, every one of them has a legislative base to it. Right?
Yeah, and do what you can also to make sure that we have a culture that is, you know, that is open to this. I mean, we are governed by our consent, and a big problem right now is that the culture has been conditioned to not be consenting to conservative governance. They don't want that kind of representation, and that's where, you know what I'm saying, Joe? It's like, you know, we're too hung up on political representation. You got to have the cultural representation, because if not, then it just throws out a principle that we celebrate to be governed by our consent. You know, and we're not establishing the groundwork for that.
Oh yeah, yeah. No. Look at, I keep telling people we are a representative government. So what does that mean? That means we elect people that are going to represent us and our wants and our needs, not dictate like the Pelosi's of the world. They dictate to us what they believe is right for us. They know what's better for us. What I really think is funny about that is we elected them.
Right.
So we were smart enough to put them in office. They think they're so smart. Right.
Yes.
Why now do they demean us? Why do they discount us? Why? Because for some, it's all about, and it's both sides of the aisle, but it seems to run more heavily on one side than the other. But,
but
you know, it just does. I mean, my list could be so much longer. People on one side of the aisle that think they are so much better than we are. They're so much smarter than we are. They know so much more than we know.
Yeah.
About ourselves, for that matter. You know, again, 16-year-olds who can get abortions without parental approval. Well, aren't they our kids? Aren't we allowed to decide for our kids what's right and wrong for our kids?
Yeah. And it's, well, the way that they're able to do that, you know, Joe, is that propaganda of prejudice.
Yep.
That's how they do it. This is old as the Bible itself. That's how the devil was effectively able to do what he did. He was able to sucker Adam and Eve to be prejudiced against God. God is just, you know, he wants to be the man. He wants to keep you down. He's this, he's that. And they believed it. And Democrats are masters of this. They are as their father, the devil, and the sins of the father that they will do. And now, because of that, these people can get away with causing people to shut down businesses, go broke. New Year's Eve, and people, it's like you're not allowed to go anywhere or do anything. And why? Because of COVID? It's like, but here's the thing. Don't you go out there and be no super spreader making sure that you're giving anybody COVID. You make sure that you go out there and you get AIDS like a decent human being. You can go out there and get AIDS.
Well, you know, in San Francisco, I mean, in California now, it used to be, if you knew you had AIDS, if you knew you had a communicable disease and you had sex with somebody and you didn't tell them, you could, for all intents and purposes, be brought up on charges.
Okay? Sure.
No. This is great. This is sanity. Apparently, you and I are way off. But now, you don't have to tell them, and they can't say anything to you, and you can have sex with somebody 10 years your junior.
That's right.
So, a 22-year-old can have sex with a 12-year-old, and they can't be brought up on statutory rape charge. This is like, remember. I think there's a passage somewhere that talks about when right becomes wrong and wrong becomes right. I mean, we're both feet into that at this point in time. And by the way, you know, back to your script, back to the Genesis, where the serpent has tricked them. What does he say to them, though? I mean, think about something. He plays on their what we hear today. God knows that if you take this, you'll be as powerful as him. You'll be as smart as him, right? You'll be. Think of what he's saying to them.
That's right.
And that's exactly what we're seeing happen in the political parties, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the big offense, Joe, is that they were suckered by power. Power became more important than people, right? When people wonder why, what's the big offense? It's like, God, what's the big deal? The big deal is that they did something that even you don't like. Nobody likes it when people puts power before people. Nobody likes that. So that should be an easy thing to understand, you know, and also, I mean, I guess the only big offense that happened in the garden is that the serpent wasn't wearing a mask or something like that. It's like, and by the way, so make sure for folks who are listening, if you're going to go out there and you're going to have sex with an underage young man and give him AIDS, that's okay. But make sure you wear a mask and you set a good example when you're having sex.
You did a punch on that one. That is so true. It's like they've got the experts out there saying, well, you should at least have a mask on while having sex, too. I'm going, well, like, I have dinner across the table from them without a problem. We can shoot up needles together without a problem. We can crap in the street. One of the best ways, right, to spread a disease, especially in San Francisco, you crap in the street, the heat hits it, turns it into dust, blows it. That's why they need masks.
Yeah, right.
All right,
right?
I just ruined your dinner, didn't I?
You got to do better than that, man. Oh, this is time for me to get my eat on, man. I'm ready to eat. But that could be a good thing, though, man. Because remember back in the day, you know, if a girl was like, you know, a real howler or something like that, or you know, really ugly or something, you know, you put a bag over her face. And this is how you can protect your self-esteem now. It's like, no, I'm putting a bag over your face because, you know, COVID. I'm doing this for you. You know, I'm doing this for you. Yeah, it's not because you're unattractive. Right.
So they're pretty sneaky then. They're helping us out, apparently. That's what they're doing.
Yeah, I'm trying to help out the heathens,
man.
I'm trying to help
emails out. To Zoe. At zoe@idontcare.com. There you go.
Zoe, are you endorsing fornication? No, man. It's, you know.
No, it is getting, like I said, that's the thing that's bothered me the most is the last couple of days looking at what these guys are doing. Hey, we're going to go for a break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Zoe will still be here when we return.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
We are back. You're listening to Real Fight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-SHOW, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you guys are spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. If you leave, if you have to go, you know, you got a party to go to or something like that, although we're having a pretty good party here ourselves. And I only need it. Me and God, we have a great time together. Okay, some of you would cringe, but we have a great time together. But seriously, if you're going somewhere, don't be stupid. And I don't even mean the whole mask thing. That's not what I'm talking about. Just don't be stupid. You still got stuff to do. Don't be drinking and driving or doing any of that crud or you know what I'm saying? Get home safe. You got people who love you and care about you, want to see you again. Alfonso Rangel joins me as he does every week. I always love my time with him. We lovingly refer to him as Zoe. I love that. The only nickname you can come up for me is Mess, so I don't even really want that one. But he is the host of the Zopian Dem and the Anti-Fuddy Duddy Bible Study and the Zoloft. And how do they get your music? How do they get to hear your great Bible studies?
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com where you can catch the Zoloft, the Zopium Dim, my music project, 20 Pound Sledge. So, you know, hope to see you guys here. Hey, that's your nickname right there, man. Hot Mess.
Mess?
Hot Mess.
Hot Mess. All right. I guess that. Is that good? I don't know. I'm not here.
It can be.
You know? I mean, I've been binging on Starsky and Hutch videos. Oh, that's too old for you, huh? You don't even know.
Oh, man, I'm all about the Huggy Bear.
you couldn't do that show today, right? You realize that they would be picketing CBS. Or
oh, sure. So, yeah, right? Well, they did do a remake of it, and you know they brought in Snoop Dogg and played Huggy Bear.
Yeah, go ahead and picket him and see what he does. You know what I'm saying?
All right, right. Blow his marijuana smoke in your face.
Oh,
about
all it's just amazing. But So you know, give me some. I know you don't have a crystal ball, and I know you're not the head prophet there, but. What do you see in 2021? What do we need to do as Christians, as believers, as conservatives, to make sure that, let's just, God forbid, Trump doesn't get in? What do we do to make sure we maintain?
Be consistent. You know, be consistent with these things. And when I say be consistent, conservatives like to say government is not the answer. But they're always looking for the next politician to go in and, you know, it's like they think that a politician is going to save them. It's like, well, be consistent. If that's not the answer, government is not the answer. And we got to represent, Joe. I mean, I can't say it enough because that's just the area that conservatives keep missing. And they keep giving the Democrats everything that they need to promote their lies. That has to stop.
I agree. I agree with you.
Learn how to do that by getting my book, y'all.
Yes. Yeah, get a copy of his book. But do you have an album, or you just have, you know, I say album and people laugh at me because I guess you don't sell albums anymore, you know, or something like that. But
how did the word album become obsolete? An album is like it's your body of work, you know.
Thank
what's
you.
What's your problem with saying album?
Album, that's such an old term, Joe. We don't buy albums anymore. We buy singles now. Well, they had singles in the 50s, too. They were little 45s. You know, you got that crappy song on the B side, and you got the hit song on the A side.
Right.
And, right? I mean, seriously, so are we going back to that? Is that what we're doing now? God bless. But no, seriously, and that's the other thing. Commit 2021 to actually support people who support you, who will take on that fight, if you will, support you in the fight. Why are you shopping at places? Why are you buying food and other supplies at places that support, you know, Planned Parenthood, if you would? Why are you doing that? How about you get informed, right? But it's dawned on me, some of those people I scream at about getting informed can't find your Bible to crack it open. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's the thing, Joe, just like you said. And you have to have a security team. You got conservatives who are all about, you know, defense. You got to have national defense. And, you know, whether it's your personal defense with your Second Amendment or the national defense, they understand defense and how important it is. Like, well, yeah, you got to have a cultural defense, too. Conservatives, you're not supporting people to defend you in the culture. You're looking for people to defend you in office, and you keep electing these people who boast that they're going to go in as eagles, and they turn out to be jive turkeys. Why? Because they don't have the stability. They don't really have the support. It takes more support than just going and knocking on doors and telling people, don't forget to vote. You got to make sure that this is culturally supported. And conservatives, they don't support the security system. They just don't. Unless it has something to do with politics, that's the only way that they feel that this stuff is official. It's like, no, it doesn't work that way. It will be built on sand. It will collapse easily, right? And we're seeing it happen right before our very eyes. And
you're right. Look at. I'm just going to pick on Joe Biden for a second, okay? Because here's a man, I've heard people say, well, you know, he's a Catholic and he goes to Mass. And all right, so I know Christians that go to church, but they've, you know, knocked up three different women, okay? They're having kids out of wedlock. I'm sorry, just be real about it. I love, my daughter's dating a Christian boy. Good. How many other girlfriends did he have that are already pregnant? I mean, I'm tired of hearing about the catch-all. Right?
Right?
And people say, yeah, I trust him because he was a Christian. I look at them and go, well, then you're an idiot. You know? I mean,
yeah.
You don't, because somebody says they are doesn't mean they are. So you look like a guy there. Here he's okay. So what? He's a devout Catholic because maybe he goes to church a couple times a year. But he's totally for abortion. He's totally for same sex marriage. I've got a whole list of what he's totally for. You should, not that you should vote for the Republican just because, but you don't vote for somebody like that. No matter what, it goes against what you say you are. Correct?
Very, very true, man. And you know, the thing is. It's not a religion that makes somebody a better person, you know, and because who can live up to their religion anyway? No, nobody can. There's no religion that anybody has that anybody can perfectly live up to. So it's like to say that this person is religious or anything like that. And if somebody tells me that I'm religious, I'd be like, hey, don't insult me. I'm not a religious person. You know, I'm just straight up. I'm biblical. That's about it. I straight up believe in Jesus Christ. He is the original Freedom From Religion Foundation.
Yes.
It's him, period. I don't need a religion to get to him. That's what he's been trying to tell us, you know. So I leave that to him to be perfect. I'm going to fall short. And so when, you know, just like you said, when somebody tries to use that as or they're a Christian or they're a Catholic or anything, I'm sorry, man, I'm not impressed.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, whatever. Pass the salt, you know. Whatever. I'm the same way. And it's really funny because you talk to some of your friends and you throw out some scripture. I'm not one of those guys that says, you know, in Romans chapter 1, verse 3. I don't do that. I use the scripture, but I don't use the numbers. You know what I'm saying? So,
right.
And I tell people, I go, look, they'll say to you, so did you go to the theological seminary? Did you, no. All I do is read the thing. Listen to teachings. And that stuff, if you're truly paying attention, that stuff will get in your head. No different than when you listen to some of these songs, you listen to some of these musics that is detrimental to you and your mental health, and it gets in there. And you get a catchphrase, you'll say something. How many friends have you been around will say something? I don't know where I got that. I know where you got it. What are you listening to?
Right. And that's a key thing also, Joe, just like you said, you know, you go to these scriptures. Because when you go to the scripture, it is God's breathed word. When you go to the scriptures, you are going, folks need to understand that you are going to the Lord. You are going to the high priest. And especially when it gets down to what are we going to do in 2021, Joe, that's where folks need to go. We got to stop with this thing about, you know, keeping your feet separate from your votes. We got to stop with this thing of giving over to the world where the world says, no, you can't bring God into the argument because I don't believe in your God. Hey, well, that's too bad, because I believe in him. I'm not gonna let you take him away from me. He goes into battle with me, you know. And a lot of conservatives are given over to that, where you can't take God into battle because somebody else doesn't believe to him. It's like no, that should be the other way around. We got freedom too, thanks to him.
Why do we back down, Zoe? I mean, seriously, you and I were talking about this. People really get upset at me when I talk about warriors and fighting. Why do you sound so aggressive? Well, I don't. And matter of fact, you know, why don't you read the Bible? You can think God's extremely aggressive.
Right? Right?
I mean, seriously, we should look. Anybody who has children and really loves their children, you know what I mean when I say you would fight to protect them. Why aren't you fighting to protect your belief system, your God, and not that God needs me to fight for him, but you need to stand up for what you believe, because people are seeing God through you. They're seeing Christ through you. And not that I'm a saint here, but you'll get this when I say that. I've had people I've met over the years and worked over the years say, you know what, I wouldn't have known you were Christian. And it's not because you're not using dirty language or anything like that, but you're not sitting there saying praise Jesus every 30 seconds. You know, I mean, you got those guys. You know the guys I'm talking about that make you crazy? You know, my dog was hit by the car on Sunday, and you know, my kid, well, praise God, brother. You know, Jesus has got another dog for you somewhere, and I'm sure he'll show. Shut up! Okay? Grieve with me and my family for a few minutes. Then tell me how, you know, Jesus will help fill that hole or whatever it is. Those guys make me crazy. Whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah, because some of it does start to seem a little bit lip service-y, you know, and the thing is, you know, yes, get out there, stand up for what you believe in, but make sure that your beliefs are grounded in the Lord, because we say that in the culture, I stand up for what you believe in. A lot of people are standing up for what they're believing in, and they're destroying our country with it. So make sure that what you believe in is rooted in the Lord. You know, we got to be bold, but at the same time, you know, practical, diplomatic, because even the Lord says, hey, go ahead, tell them the truth, go, you know, do your thing. And if they don't dig it, dust off your sandals and ease on down the road. But he wants us to be compelling. He wants us to have that solid argument. He wants us to be, you know, penetrative with what we're saying. Of course, but we're not supposed to be browbeating anybody either.
Sure. Yep.
But he does tell us, it's like, look, man, you gotta use, he tells us, you got to use what the children of the age are using and be compelling with it. Not for their means, but for my means. But, you know, have some finesse.
All right, quick. Where do people find more of this godly wisdom?
Thank you, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com. And y'all have a blessed new year. You know,
and,
to work
and in your Bible, people. All right, other than that, come on back next hour. We got a couple of people calling in to wish us well. And Dr. Jerome Corzine will join us. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.